Third, repenting and eliminating unwholesome karma. When I talk to retired military men, I often feel a sense of conflict within them. Some of them have said to me, "When I was in the military, I killed my enemies without mercy. Now, when I think back on what I have done, I wish things had been different." We are only human, and we are bound to make mistakes. The important thing is to be repentant of our mistakes. There is a Buddhist saying that captures the power of repentance well. Lay down the slaying knife, immediately become a Buddha. Through repentance, we are washed clean of our mistakes. When our clothes are dirty, we wash them to get rid of the dirt. When our bodies are filthy, a bath helps us feel clean again. When children do something wrong, we want them to be honest about their mistakes and make amends. Likewise, when we make mistakes, we have to be remorseful. The following gatha is often recited in repentance services to help us repent our wrongs. All my unwholesome karma of the past is the result of greed, hatred, and ignorance since beginningless time. Committed with my body, speech, and mind, for all these I now seek repentance. Some argue that our unwholesome karma is created by temptations in the environment, a lack of knowledge or moral principles, or oppressive life circumstances. In contrast, the Buddha taught that the sources of our unwholesome karma are our greed, hatred, and ignorance since beginningless time. And greed, hatred, and ignorance are generated through our body, speech, and mind. Living in this day and age does not help either. Modern societies are filled with an atmosphere of tension, competition, and conflict, making it difficult to experience the happiness of peace and harmony within. Therefore, it is no wonder that the incidents of murder, stealing, sexual misconduct, deceit, harsh words, and false testimony continue to recur without end. How can we eliminate these unwholesome karmas? Buddhist sutras give us some guidelines. Human beings cannot be without faults. Karma is created even with the arising of an intention or a thought. What should we do once we have committed wrongs? First, we should openly expose our unwholesome karma and resolve not to repeat it. It is not enough to admit our wrongs privately. We need to openly confess to the Buddha or to someone who can guide us. After going through a process of sincere and poignant repentance and receiving the rightful punishment of our conscience, the purity of our nature can return. Second, we should believe in and receive the strength and support of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas to evoke our own purity within, so that we will not repeat our mistakes. The Avalokitesvara Bodhisattva Sutra states, "If someone who is bound and shackled, regardless of their guilt or innocence, recites the name of Avalokitesvara, the shackles will be broken and he will be free." This speaks to the great skillful means of the Bodhisattva to eliminate the unwholesome karma of all sentient beings. A field that is not cultivated will not yield a harvest. If the field is frequently tilled and fertilized, mindfulness of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, crops will grow and ripen. Then weeds, mental afflictions, will not be able to have a hindering effect. Similarly, someone who harbors great faith and merits, even if there is some unwholesome karma of the past, can temporarily forestall karmic retribution. Amitabha Buddha provides us with an expedient means to be reborn in his pure land, even though we may still carry our karma. When we die, we will not be able to take anything with us except our karma. Amitabha is like a vessel of great compassionate vows. Our unwholesome karma is like a rock, which would ordinarily sink to the bottom of the sea. But when placed on the vessel, we can be ferried to the other shore. Therefore, if we have faith in the power of the Amitabha's great vows, we can be saved. This is something we can rely on. On one level of understanding, our body, speech, and mind create our unwholesome karma. If we investigate this at a deeper level, we come to see that even unwholesome karma is empty without any inherent nature of itself. If the mind repents, unwholesome karma can be eliminated. In a flash of enlightenment, unwholesome karma can turn into impermanence. It is stated in the sutras, when defilements arise, extinguish them in the mind. When the mind ceases, defilements also cease. The extinction of mind and defilements are both empty. This is called true repentance. How can we acquire a new life through repentance? How do we transform hell into heaven, mental afflictions into bodhi, defilements into purity, saha into pure land? This is determined by how we dispel our false views, which essentially is whether we can genuinely repent. After repentance, we also need to engender aspirations, learn from the spirit of saints and sages, and make the four universal vows. Sentient beings are infinite. I vow to liberate them. Afflictions are infinite. I vow to eradicate them. Dharmas are inexhaustible. I vow to study them. Buddhahood is supreme. I vow to obtain it. The four universal vows are the embodiment of the Mahayana Bodhisattva spirit. Through them, not only can we diminish our unwholesome karma, they are also our greatest source of strength as we walk on the path of bodhi to Buddhahood.